Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom. To it.
To everything, there is reason. And a time will ever be turned.
God has.
God has
already designed. So you gotta keep moving.
Said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews, wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, though all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify, that after the most straight set of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and judge for the hope of the promise made to God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly served God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I'm accused of the Jews. Why should it be a thought of the thing that's incredible with you, that God should raise the dead? I verily thought within myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which things I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them often in the synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto the strange lands, whereupon I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests. But at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, and above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we had fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in a Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, the one whom thou persecutest. But arise and stand unto thy feet. I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both to these things which thou hast seen and unto those things which I will appear unto thee. Father, we love you, praise and magnify you. We thank you, amen, because you're an awesome wonder. We appreciate you, Lord, for what you've already done, how you've made ways out of no ways, and you've brought the mountains down to plains. God, we ask that you will continue to provoke our minds, our hearts, and our souls to receive your word. Open eyes of understanding, God, that we may take it and put it deep down in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we talk about Paul, amen, this time he was caught up in Jerusalem preaching the gospel, and the Jews had apprehended him and brought him into the court of King Agrippa. And this is recorded in Acts, the 25th and 26th chapter. Amen. And Paul, amen, being a Pharisee of the law, amen, he defended himself. And King Agrippa, knowing Paul, because Paul was Roman and he was one of the higher sets, and he was well known as a public defender of their faith, being the Jews, and how he had persecuted those that called themselves Christians and those that were saying that Jesus had risen from the dead and was stirring up all these things. It was very well known that Paul had persecuted them even unto death. The Bible records that not only did he persecute them and put them in prison, that Paul also was known for holding the clothes of Stephen the Martyr while he was being persecuted and abused and while he was stoned to death. So Paul was a proponent of killing off these Christians or the set of these defectors that went away from the Jewish customs. He was a proponent. He was well known. In fact, the Bible said that his zeal, that his zealousness caused him to do more than even the other constituents and his other fellow brothers in persecuting the Christians and the early church. But King Agrippa, amen, was astonished because Paul was before him, amen, as a defender of the faith. Paul was before him now as a defender of the faith, and Paul had to answer for his action and his change of heart. And the Bible says that he persecuted even up into Damascus. And when he got toward Damascus at noonday, praise the Lord, at high noon, he said that there was a light that shone bright on him, knocked him and his fellow constituents off of their horses, and caused Paul's life to change because Jesus spoke a word into his life. So we begin to look, amen, at this life change. It is quite amazing, amen, what we see that happened after this encounter, as we know that Paul is the author of the epistles of the New Testament, which are more books that have been written than any other person in the New Testament, amen. And you can see the richness of how he describes the relationship that he has with Jesus Christ, the relationship that he has, amen, with the gospel in particular, teaching it and preaching it to the Gentiles. This is very ironic. This is very ironic when you look at the life of Paul prior to his conversion when he was called Saul, amen. And now Paul, you can see that there is a drastic change, amen. There's a turnover, amen. There's a new leaf. There's a new creation. His mindset is different. His ideology is different. His faith is different. He has now seen Jesus, amen. And the Bible said that he persecuted the church, and because he was forgiven much, he says he runs the more. Amen. He has a zeal for righteousness. Glory to God. He has an appetite for the things of the Most High God. And I tell you what, when you really, amen, know that you were a sinner, when you know that you were out there doing your thing and going your way and whatever, listen, when you know that you was bad to the bone, praise the Lord, when you did anything you was big and bad enough to do, amen, and God still speaks to you and tells you to rise up, that he's going to make you a minister, a partaker in the good news, praise the Lord, I tell you what, it'll make you want to run the more. It'll give you a burning desire to do things that are right. Most of the people that I've seen in my life that have demonstrated holy living, most of the people that have went out and preached the gospel to the poor, the sick, and the shut-in, and anybody that would give an ear to hear, are people that lives have been dramatically and drastically changed because of the gospel. Ex-dope dealers, ex-pimps, prostitutes, drug addicts, fornicators, liars, adulterers, homosexuals, people that have came out of a life where they were in the mucky mire. I'm not talking about somebody that had a silver spoon in their mouth and those people that have always went to church and knew how to do it and knew what songs to sing. I'm talking about people that were so far out there, praise the Lord, they didn't think that they had an opportunity to come back. Whenever you get in contact or have an encounter with those type of people, you're going to see the burning and the yearning and the sensation of the power of the Holy Ghost over their life. Amen. Paul said it as I said, that he persecuted the church. He was a chief of sinners, and he was the least of all saints, praise the Lord. He said, but if he could just know God in the power of his resurrection and even the fellowship of his suffering, even suffering for Christ's sake, even putting himself in harm's way that the gospel will be preached, this was what he deserved and this is what he desired. This is the type of life that he wanted to live because he had met the King for himself. He had met Christ for himself. He wasn't waiting for the great consolation of Israel. He experienced the great consolation of Israel. And when he was telling King Agrippa, he said, listen, King Agrippa, he said, what I'm telling you isn't this what we've been waiting for? Isn't this what all the old prophets were preaching about? Isn't this what Moses was saying and what Isaiah and Jeremiah was saying, that there will be a consolator, that there will be one that will rise from the dead and he will save all of his people? Is this not the Christ? I tell you what, He was so convinced in his spirit, and he was so full of fire of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that even King Agrippa, as he was listening to him, the Bible says that even as King Agrippa was listening to him, he said, you know what? He said, you make me almost want to be a Christian, praise the Lord. You make me almost want to turn against this Jewish set myself. And then I tell you what, and Paul took that as a cue to witness. He said, oh, King Agrippa, he said, not only do I want you to almost, he said, but I wish that you would all together, all of y'all that are listening, all of y'all that are in the sound of my voice, that you would all together churn and follow Christ. I tell you what, do we have that kind of zeal? Do we have that kind of burning or yearning for the gospel? Jeremiah said that when I tried to be quiet after they had mocked me for preaching the word of God, after they had sent me out of the synagogue and told me that I was accursed because I was saying things against them and their prosperity, Jeremiah said that I wanted to be quiet, and I even said to myself, I said, I'm not going to say another word for God. I'm not going to go out there and preach this gospel that nobody wants to hear. I'm not going to go out there and be rejected and talked about and persecuted and ridiculed and ostracized. I'm going to keep it to myself. But the Bible records that he said as he tried to be quiet, that it was just like fire shut up in his bones. It was just like fire, glory to God, that called him to speak out. I tell you what, when you get filled with the word of God, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, when you get filled with the things in the presence of God and his anointing, you can't be quiet. He told Moses, amen, even though he wasn't able to speak well, he said, listen, if you get full of this thing, all you got to do is open up your mouth, and I'll speak for you. Praise the Lord. That's why we're in a position now where we can go out in holy boldness, not because we're so articulate, not because we're so intelligent, not because we know all things and can see all things, but we have a yearning desire of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, stirring us up. And the only way that we can get filled with the Holy Ghost, according to what the words of Jesus Christ, he said, if you believe in me, like the scripture has said, got to get in that word, got to get in the scripture, you got to understand what God is saying to his people. If you believe in me, like the scripture says, then out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Glory to God. I thank God today. My God today, he's a wonderful God. My Lord, I remember when I first received the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. I wanted to be saved. I wanted to be delivered. I just wanted a peace of mind. I wasn't thinking about going out preaching the gospel to anybody. I wasn't thinking about going to highways and the hedges and knocking on doors and compelling men to come to Christ. That's not why I came to Christ for a remedy. I wanted this thing to come off of me. I wanted this sin-filled world to give me some relief from what I was going through in my personal life. I wasn't looking to tell anybody else. But when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, when I got baptized by fire, glory to God, there was a yearning sensation inside of me to let everybody know that Jesus was alive, that he was no longer dead, because he rose up on the inside of me. I thank the Lord, glory to God, that he saw fit to come see a wretch like me. In the name of Jesus, he is my buckler and my shield. He is my fortress and my God. In him will I trust all the days of my life. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Glory to God, he's worthy to be praised. My. Oh, glory to God, he's worthy. Yes, he is. That he's worthy to be praised. Worthy to be magnified and lifted up. I'll tell you what, if you've ever come in contact with him, you're going to have a yearning and a burning to preach the gospel, to live out holiness, to present your body before him as a living sacrifice. Amen. If you ever known him, you have this desire to go out and do his will in this earth realm. So I'm just so glad that I know him. I'm so glad that he's real in my soul. I'm glad that he, as the old saints used to say, he's a will inside of the will, glory to God. And you need to have that burning desire for your own personal life. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie of New Seasons Ministries, I love and appreciate you, and I want to pray with you right now. Father, we love you. We praise and magnify you. We know that there are those, God, that don't know you from the pardon of their sin. They don't understand even this message, God, but I ask that you would prick their hearts to have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, God, that they will seek your word. They would get into your scriptures, God, and eat it day and night, that they can be filled and out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water so that they can live, cause others to live. God, we appreciate you right now. We thank you. God bless you. And amen, amen, and amen.